Tomorrow, the Justice Department and Apple square off in a federal court in California. This is over the locked iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino shooters. The case by prosecutors rests on an 18th-century law, the All Writs Act, enacted in 1789. It has been described as antiquated and inept, and given its age, you might think it's irrelevant to modern technology. NPR's Arthi Shahani takes a look at whether that's true.
We're going to look at the last time the Supreme Court applied all writs to a telecommunication provider. It was 1977. The FBI was trying to bust an illegal gambling ring at 220 East 14th Street, Manhattan. They wanted to track all outgoing calls, ID co-conspirators. And as Steve Vladek, law professor at American University, explains,
they needed technical assistance from the phone company to actually install the, you know, analog 1970s era equipment.
New York Telephone happily pointed out the specific wires linked to the two telephones in question. And they told the FBI, go ahead and string some cables from the gambler's apartment to wherever it is you want to set up your monitoring. But the FBI said, we can't string cable, that'll tip off the bad guys. So here's another idea. You give us some spare phone lines right next to the gambler's lines, then we can use another technique that's discreet to track them.
The phone company objected because they weren't a party to the case. They didn't think they had to comply.
Meaning they weren't part of the gambling ring. They're just the phone provider, and they helped out plenty already. Well, in a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court disagreed with New York Telephone.
Under the All Writs Act, as long as the government was only seeking, quote, reasonable technical assistance, unquote, a third party like the phone company could be compelled to comply.
Now, there are key differences between that case and this iPhone one. First, New York Telephone was a highly regulated public utility with a duty to serve the public. Apple is not. And second, the FBI is asking Apple to write code that does not yet exist. Steve Vladek says it's a much higher burden.
I personally think there is a very big difference between a court order to a phone company to simply help the government do something the phone company already has the capacity to do, and an order commanding the company to devise software it does not already possess.
Joseph DeMarco has a different take.
Even innocent bystanders are required to assist the police if the police ask for their help.
DeMarco filed a friend of the court brief in California on behalf of sheriffs. He recalls this one case in Connecticut. A fight broke out in a workplace. A single police officer came on the scene. He called for backup, which had not yet arrived.
And as the police officer was trying to subdue the person who was making a ruckus at the company, the police officer called out to a security guard, asking for the security guard to help. The security guard refused to help.
And later, he ended up getting slapped with criminal charges for it. DeMarco says if it's reasonable to expect a private citizen to jump into a fist fight to help the police, then it seems to follow that it's reasonable for a company to write some lines of code for one particular phone. Arthi Shahani, NPR News.